Today on We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert. Hosanna, Hosanna, is everything all right with Jesus? Does Mary know how to love him? Will Peter deny Christ? What's a-happening with Judas? Is he damned for all time, or just damned during our theme song? Well, hey everybody, welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise.
And guys, welcome to the podcast of Can't Talking. Still doing it.
Do you think they're tired of that yet?
No, it's only been like four eps, right? Guys, well, this is it. This is the end of Andrew Lloyd Webber celebration month. Aww.
Aw, does Andrew Lloyd Webber know that we're doing this? Because I think he'd want to know.
I don't think he would want to know.
Oh.
Why do you think he would want to know?
Because he likes to know, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. No. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
But, okay, NBC just did a tribute about him.
Mm-hmm.
NBC.
Right.
We're just like a random podcast. I don't think he would be like... Splendid.
Maybe it'd make him feel good.
He's Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. I think he already feels good from every... Lin-Manuel Miranda was like, you inspired me. I think that's, and then like me and you were like, we did a few episodes of our podcast about you.
Wow. Are you going to tell him what the alternate title is?
Yeah. So Jesus Christ Superstar Live, AKA that actor from Hamilton sure looked great featuring John Legend. Thanks at Primest Meridian for that alternate title. Primest Meridian.
Like Prime Meridian?
Yeah. Yes. Obviously. But not the Prime Meridian, the Primest of Meridians.
Huh. That's interesting.
Is it?
Also, it's interesting to think of anything being titled with like so-and-so looked pretty good.
Yeah. What if like Mary Poppins was like, Julie Andrews looked pretty good.
Right.
Also featuring Dick Van Dyke.
That's actually not a bad title. Do you want to do another Mary Poppins episode?
Let's do it. You want me to do it?
Just go!
And that is our Jesus Christ Superstar impression. Let's do it again. Recap. You want me to do it?
Do I go again?
Yeah.
Just go!
Oh, man. That's a Jesus impression if I ever heard one.
And that... I mean, those lines are so applicable in daily life.
Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert. So this is something that just happened. We'll talk a little bit about Jesus Christ Superstar in general, but we're focusing on this live edition that NBC did.
I don't know, because I got the impression that it was kind of going to be a half and half situation.
I think
like half movie, half live
stuff. I think it will be a little bit. There'll be some comparison, obvi. But I think, you know,
I understand you perfectly.
Up until recently, you hadn't seen Jesus Christ Superstar at all in any iteration. I mean, are you making fun of me yet again?
No, I'm just saying I hadn't.
Okay.
But I was saying it the way you said it.
I hadn't. Yeah, okay. What'd you think of it?
Well, as you know, I was very skeptical.
As one would be. I mean, the title, Jesus Christ Superstar, you kind of go, huh?
I thought the whole thing was going to be like one long joke. Once I watched it, I watched the movie version. I found it very interesting. Like, not just enjoyable musically, but the perspectives that were given, and I feel like the lyrics were very thought-provoking. I feel like it raised a lot of interesting thoughts I hadn't had before, or I just hadn't like viewed it that way, or I don't know. I mean, it's got a lot of depth to it. It's not just like, let's just have fun. It's like, it's a mixture of upbeat and lively with like death and like grief and just a bunch of interesting things all meshed together. So it's fascinating to me.
Can you tell us what's the buzz? What had happened?
in my accent, or
you can do it. You never have to do the accent. You know that, right?
Oh, then I won't.
Okay.
So basically what's the buzz is that this is just a story of Jesus's last few days before the crucifixion. So we're just kind of telling the Bible story.
But it's not just the Bible story. It's the story of Jesus told from the point of view of Judas.
Judas, yeah.
So you see kind of a different side of Jesus portrayed in the Bible, maybe focus more on the humanity of Jesus. A lot of times Judas is portrayed as like this monster who betrayed God. In this one, it's a lot more sympathy towards him, just because like in that situation, he felt like he was doing the right thing, but then ultimately he couldn't live with himself in betraying a friend. So it's like you said, it's a very fascinating thing. You don't expect. It does feel like it's going to be very silly. And I think if done incorrectly, it can be silly.
Totally.
But so let's talk about the NBC version. Did you think that was silly? What are your initial reactions to this version of Jesus Christ Superstar?
I'm kind of curious to hear what you have to say. Do I have to go first?
Yeah, I'll get there. But yeah,
I asked you.
First shall be last, the last shall be first.
That's what they say. Okay, so I think that the set design was super great. I liked that it was kind of all one thing. I felt like most of the singers were excellent. You know, I already discussed with you that I just think John Legend just could not bring it. I'm sad about that because, I mean, it's undeniable. John Legend has an amazing voice. Am I right? Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm honestly not familiar with John Legend at all. I mean, name a song. Maybe I'll know it, but...
Oh, you know the song, All of Me Loves All of You.
Never heard it.
You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning.
Nope, never heard it.
I give you all.
Okay, I still haven't heard it.
All of me. That's a very popular song. I don't know how you don't know that.
Is that on the radio? I don't listen. Look at me. I'm wearing a Harry Potter sweatshirt. Do
okay,
I look like the type of guy
that... most of the population loves Harry Potter.
Whatever. John Legend, okay. Not the kind of guy that usually draws me in. I had doubts about bringing a guy like that into this rock opera, which it definitely is. And I think everybody had reservations about it, and we all assumed correctly. I don't think one person walked away from this live iteration of this musical and thought, you know what? John Legend should come back as Jesus next year.
I bet you there are several people out there who believe that. They're wrong, but...
He had a few moments where I thought, oh, that was some good singing. You know, a few notes he couldn't really belt out like I wanted him to.
Totally.
So embarrassingly so that I actually put it on a loop and made my brother listen to it over and over because I thought it was funny.
Oh, no.
So yeah, John Legend didn't really live up to that. And then his acting, he moved his shoulders a lot.
Oh my gosh, the shoulders.
I mean, what was that?
What was up with the shoulders?
We actually made a dance out of it, me and my brother and in my sister-in-law. We were watching it and we made a dance, the John Legend acting dance.
I know no one else can see it, but like...
Well, I mean, we just shrug our shoulders, you know? And then like also when he was trying to cry, he looked like he was about to puke everywhere, you know, dry heaving.
Oh, for me, it was like the shoulders and the lips. He did this really weird lip thing where he would like get this pouty lip. And I felt like I was watching Zoolander and like he was trying to do the blue steel thing.
Zoolander Jesus.
I feel like that would not be a good combo.
You don't want Ben Stiller to play Jesus?
I think Ben Stiller would be a really good like...
Pilot.
Yeah, pilot.
In that Willy Wonka costume.
Ooh. But Ben Stiller can't sing, I don't think, can he?
I have no idea.
I don't know. It was like it was really painful for him to like try to sing these notes. And maybe it was, but he's a very experienced singer. So I felt like it was more just like him trying to act and just not working.
I think what it is, you know, when you sing soulful like he does and it's just like, it's like smooth R&B, then you can go into your falsetto and just hit those notes like smooth, high. The problem with that, when you translate it to a rock musical, you're supposed to like belt out these high notes in a rock song and just have some power behind it. And he just couldn't do that.
Was that one note that you looped? Was that from Gethsemane?
Oh, for sure. I mean, can you think?
Which part was it? I just
He goes,
can't
watch
remember.
Me die. Right?
Is that really it?
Yeah.
There was a different time that I was thinking of when he went into the falsetto, and I was really upset about it because I'd been listening to the original movie version and it was just so different.
Can I find it? We never play sound clips on our podcast,
but
I need to find this.
I kind of like the way he did like the, now I'm sad and tired. Like the way he, like those certain parts, I feel like was good for his voice.
Right. Yeah. But once again, mixed with the acting, it was very underwhelming. And that's why the title of our alternate title is that actor from Hamilton, of course, referring to,
Brandon Victor Dixon.
Yes. So Brandon Victor Dixon, Vixer Dixon, whatever.
Brandon Victor Dixon. Say that 5 times fast.
Brandon Victor Dixon. Can't do it. Can't even do it twice. So, of course, referring to him and his role as Aaron Burr in Hamilton currently, he did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
He did an amazing job. Did I say that?
No.
I just said he did amazing job.
Yeah.
Well, he did amazing job. Man, so here's this note.
Okay, wait, hold on. One more time. That's, yep, I remember that now. It's all coming back to me because when it happened, I literally went, what? He has a really good solfetto. A really nice solfetto. And
John Legend, what are you doing? I feel like we need to let people know that we messed up recording. I messed up recording. We've said all this before, so if it feels unnatural, people, I messed up recording.
I'm just glad this happened when it's just you and I and not with like a guest.
So, Elise, for the first time, will you tell me what you thought of John Legend's high note?
Yeah, so I've never talked about this before to anyone, anywhere, ever. So I kind of feel unprepared about what to say and how to say it. Uh-huh. But if I had to say something, and I do.
We get the joke.
I would just say,
you know what we should do
is
you should just remember all the things I said and you just say them back to me.
I was actually going to say that when you come to a rock opera, you are not expecting this soulful John Legend voice, right? You're expecting,
oh, I agree.
Yeah, you're expecting some belted lyrics. You're expecting some screaming.
Yeah, and John Legend has a great solfetto voice. Oops, I mean falsetto. Oh, I said solfetto. Oops. What happened was.
And so, yeah, I don't really know John Legend. I've never heard of him before. Can you tell
that
me?
Might have been before we stopped recording.
Probably.
Anyways, but seriously, John Legend could not hit that note. Well, technically, I guess he hit it, but just with the power of a church mouse.
But when it happened, I was so shook by it because I didn't feel, I guess I felt like he was kind of hitting it, but I didn't feel like it was even hit that well.
It was just goofy.
It sounded very uncomfortable to me. You know how you feel when you get food poisoning?
Yeah, sick.
Right, sick. That's the word I was looking for. Made me feel sick.
Right. So now, on the other hand, you have Brandon Victor Dixon, mm-hmm. who plays
Dixon Chicks,
Aaron Burr in Hamilton.
Right.
He came along and he sang his version of Jesus Christ Superstar, changed some things, sometimes couldn't hit the notes, but he was kind of crying and acting through it, and it really worked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like almost like he knew, like, hey, if I can't quite do this, I need to change and make it to where it sounds like I'm doing it on purpose. You know?
Right, right.
Where John Legend was like, I guess I'll try. That's what I felt like his whole performance was. Mm-hmm. It was just like he looked on stage like he was looking around going, well, I guess I'll try to be Jesus. Or like, I guess I'll try to act.
I think part of the problem, and I'm a little bit veering away from the vocals, but even just like his persona, I feel like he doesn't, either he's just a very bad actor or he doesn't understand the role.
Yes. I think it's both those things.
And I'm also comparing it to the movie Ted Neely was Jesus. And I mean, he was.
He was even kind of a jerk version of Jesus, because like we said, it's through Judas's eyes, but he just felt like he understood that role. Like he was supposed to be kind of, but he wasn't arrogant. That's the thing about John Legend. Totally. He was very arrogant. Totally.
That was my biggest problem. Also, he looks like a small boy. And it's very, I'm so sorry. I don't mean it offensively. I just mean that part when they were, Hosanna, 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 whatever. And he's like waving his little arms in the air. And it was like a little boy, like at his birthday party, and they're all singing happy birthday to John. And he's like, yay, it's my party.
It's my party.
Cry if I want to.
I'll get crucified if I want to.
Yikes. Wow. But yeah, I felt like he had this weird, like, little boyish reaction to,
remember
like...
Remember when he was, he ran into the temple with the chair?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was, like, swinging the chair around,
he
like...
said, get this... out! Please.
Yeah, he was supposed to be intimidating, and it was just like, dude, you got a chair, and you're swinging it around like you don't want to hurt anybody.
Also, I thought he was going to throw it. Like, it was so weird, because he grabbed it, and he runs over, and then he just holds it and says... get out.
I mean, I guess he threw it eventually. I think if I was in that temple at the time and he came running in with a chair and was like, get out of my temple, I would have just slapped him on the nose and been like, no.
Bad John.
Exactly. So I was live tweeting the whole show. And Elise, I wanted to ask you, out of all the live tweets I did, which one was your favorite?
My favorite tweet that you did has to be, we get it, Mohawk guy. You have a Mohawk. Congrats.
Ooh, that was a good one.
So now you can pat yourself on the back and you can be like John Legend as Jesus and be arrogant about it.
Yeah, very arrogant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy really wanted us to know he had a Mohawk.
He sure did.
He was swinging it around in everyone's faces.
He was whipping his hair back and forth.
He was a regular Jada Smith?
Jaden? No, that's the boy. Willow Smith. Jaden's the boy. Willow Smith is the girl.
Who's Jada Smith? His wife? Oh, that makes sense.
Wait. Jaden is the little boy.
Yeah, but Jada. Isn't that his wife? And then Will. Oh. So they named the boy after the girl and the girl after the boy. Mind blown. Is this what getting jiggy with it feels like?
No.
Okay, so yeah, Mohawk guy. He sang a song. He was Simon. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he came out, I was like, look at this guy. And then he starts singing. He turned out to be Simon. And I was like, no, I don't want him to be Simon. I like Simon in the original. He was one of the guys we used to always, me and my buddies would always mimic. Like the, you get the power and the glory.
You get the power, well, you get the
and
glory,
like his
you
dancing.
Get
you get the power, you get the glory. Yes. All that. And none of that came out of Mohawk guy.
He
and
didn't I was do just, that at all, that part. Is right. it just because it's like a weird thing?
Maybe, but I think it's weird in like a fun way.
Or like maybe he felt like he couldn't do it.
Hey, you know what? Maybe John Legend should have taken a note from him then. Because if you feel like you can't do it, then just don't do it. So I have a question for you, Elise.
Question?
Out of all these new versions, two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite song from Jesus Christ Superstar? And then what was your favorite song in the live version?
What if it's not a different answer?
Well, then just answer the question then, okay?
Are you?
When I get mad, I get southern.
Are you being sassy with me?
I am. Just answer the dadgum question.
Yikes. You know, I like that voice. I mean, I'm trying now to think if it could possibly be different. But like, first, I just need to say, I just really like all of these songs.
Right?
All the songs I like. All the songs. It's John Legend.
Okay, didn't know that.
Are you serious?
I told you I don't know John Legend
no,
songs.
No, but James, I just sang that song to you when we were off the air. How could you forget so fast?
I'm sorry. So what's your favorite song? What's your fave? Tell me, what's your favorite song? What's your fave? Tell me, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song is Damned for All Time.
J Just don't say I'm
for all time. Yeah, I just think that.
And then and then the Sanhedrin come in. The excuses, but
I don't want your blood money. Something is something. Something is something. I mean, I've been singing that song like all weekend. All weekend long. But man, is that fun to sing.
I like when they change it too, and he goes, just don't say I'm damned
for all time. Yeah. So that's a great one to like belt out and sing to. And comparatively, I think that I still probably just like the original movie version better. Just because I just keep saying how that guy kills it. But I think that this live guy, Brandon Victor Dixon, did also a killer job. So what is your favorite?
My favorite song is, I think it's a similar choice, but it's the opening number, Heaven on Their Minds.
Yes, it's so good.
And another one, Judas. That's Jesus and Judas mixed together.
Collab!
This is another one Judas sings, and it's just, it's got that opening riff, which I pointed out, the kid from the new Andrew Lloyd Webber School of Rock, he played the guitar in this live version. But it's just such a fun guitar riff that don't bump bank 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 bank. I mean, I'm not hitting the right notes, but it's a really fun lick. It's very memorable. The original scene has been spoofed several times, and it's really just, I mean, when you think of Jesus Christ Superstar, you think of Judas sitting on that rock and getting zoomed in on 10 billion times. And when he screams, Jesus, when it really kicks in, you've started to believe the things they say of you. Okay, what about a least favorite song?
Okay, let me say this. I've picked one from the movie version. And that one is, This Jesus Must Die.
This Jesus must, Jesus must, Jesus must die.
Because in the movie version, Caiaphas's voice is like so grating to me.
The low voice?
Yeah, in the movie version. You don't agree?
I thought that the guy that has the higher sounding voice, I thought he would be more grating.
Mm-mm.
But you like that?
Yeah. But like Caiaphas in the movie version, he's not even singing. He's just like talking basically and like trying to hit some of...
Oh no, he's singing.
I don't know. He's like trying to hit some of the notes, but it's like... It sounds like if you were to go to like a karaoke bar and like some old dude stood up and they were like, play my soul.
So what do you think about then Caiaphas in the live version?
Oh, amazing. Because he actually knows what he's doing.
Yeah, they had crazy robes. But I'll let them get away with it because it was really well casted. I thought that they knocked it out of the park. They were probably one of my favorite castings in the whole thing.
Right. So like, I love the beat of that song. I mean, I even like the back and forth. I mean, I like a lot of things about that song, but just the movie version is just like not fun to listen to, in my opinion.
Right.
So I loved the live version because it was actually like pleasing to hear.
Yeah. That's interesting because... This Jesus Must Die is the same theme that the Sanhedrin sings no matter when they're singing, really.
Mm-hmm.
So your favorite song, Damned for All Time and Blood Money, it comes back in that. So your least favorite song is in your favorite song.
But like I said, it's because of the voice. And there's less of Caiaphas in Damned for All Time. And also there's more of Judas, and Judas has a killer voice. So, you know.
Good old Judas.
Well done, Judas.
My least favorite song for the live version was Gethsemane, just because of that high-pitched note that John Legend hit. I can't get over it. Is that bad? No, it's not bad. It deserves to be not gotten over. I just convinced myself very quickly. In the movie version, like, I know a lot of people like that song. It's not my favorite song, even in most versions.
Wow.
I think it's a good song, and I think it's an interesting song to be performed as a solo.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in the context of the musical, it's just a little bit dragging for me, you know? And especially in this version, when I'm already upset that John Legend isn't commanding the stage like I want him to, and then you give him a solo.
So
yeah, not my favorite in the live.
But what's your least favorite, like, otherwise?
Probably The Last Supper, which is a funny song to me, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's a good song. Mainly because the apostles or the disciples, they repeat the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
And it breaks up that scene in a really disjointed way I don't like.
Yeah.
And so, and also just the lyrics, like, then when we retire, we can write the gospel so they'll still talk about us when we die. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, a lot of times the narrator is speaking about the story from an outside perspective. And mm-hmm. so they can kind of make jokes like, hey, it's in the Bible. Like, we know you'll be fine because we read the book. And this one, it's all happening very much within the story. And so then for the apostles to then joke around like, one day we're going to write the Gospels and they're going to talk about, like, they don't know that yet. So it just, that those lyrics to me just seem like out of place.
But do you not like the irony of it?
No. Is it ironic?
I mean,
I don't think it is.
I mean, I guess I took it as their inability to really like see anything but themselves. Oh, I want to like be known for things after I die. Like, they're just here for, you know, whatever, the fame, or they just want to think they're making a difference, or it's just kind of a selfish song.
I think it just doesn't flow as well as the other songs. Well, speaking of songs, can we play a game?
We are going to play, what? What's that song from?
What song is that from? Play that theme song.
Hey, wait a second, I gotta know, what song is that from?
What did I say?
You said what song, what from... From what song is it from?
What's that song from? I think is what I said. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your first lyrics are, the whole town's on its feet.
That sounds like something that one of the Sanhedrin would say. Like looking as people are coming in during the Hosanna song. The whole town's on it. You know what? I'm going to say Hosanna.
Final answer?
Yeah, I mean... I want to say that I feel pretty confident with this musical, but I'm not 100% for sure on a lot of it. So
right.
I got high hopes, at least good guesses, better guesses than normal. So yeah, this is still a guess, but I'm going to guess Hosanna.
I'm going to guess that you're wrong.
Oh.
This is Jesus Must Die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but that's right before Hosanna. That's what I meant. Because they still sing during Hosanna. Oh. Dadgummit. That's fine. I just guessed the wrong one.
That's okay. You still got four more.
Okay, bring it on.
Different musical. next lyric is, hurry now, it's going fast.
Ooh, that sounds so familiar. Hurry now, it's going fast. Oh my gosh. I shouldn't have said I was so confident in this. Although you did say you tried to pick really hard lyrics.
I have confidence in sunshine.
Hurry now, it's going fast.
Correct.
That sounds like something from the temple when they're trying to sell stuff in the temple. Oh boy, but now that I said that, see, I'm trying to use context clues because you picked really hard lyrics. I'm going to go with the temple.
Final answer?
Sure, why not?
Bing, bing, bing.
Really?
Bing, bing, bing. Yes, you got it. It's from the temple.
Hosanna.
Because they're like, hey, like, buy this stuff. Hurry, now it's going fast. That's not how it goes. But
what do you think about in this version where they just basically threw a bunch of glitter around?
You know, as it was happening, I was like, huh? I don't know. Like, I get it because I know that, like, glitter is an interesting symbol for greed and...
Yeah, not all that glitters is gold.
True. Also, working with kids, like, I know that when you do any sort of glitter project... Glitter does not come off your body. I mean, it's there forever.
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting thing. Like, it's hard to like the metaphor of like, it's hard to clean yourself of glitter and like.
I would say you're probably the only one that made that connection with that metaphor, but I like it. Like that.
yeah, it's very like greed is like a hard thing to come out of and it sticks with you and.
Yeah. And the only way to get it off you is to have Jesus come in and wave a chair at you.
Yeah. Get out. It kind of missed the whole like Jesus flipping things over, you know? I would have liked to see that. And they had those disposable table things that they could have used and he could have like flipped it and it could have been fine. All right, so you've gotten one right, one wrong.
Yay.
You ready for your next lyric?
So ready.
I have changed.
I have changed. Mm-hmm. I want to say this is probably something that Judas said. As we watch this musical, it's really the evolution of Judas's character from like doubting Jesus to betraying Jesus, then the guilt, Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, but no, no, no. This is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. For sure. Yeah, I think that's him. I'm going to say Gethsemane.
Final answer?
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
Whoa, did you see that? See how I pulled a U-turn there? I went from Judas to Jesus.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving on.
I was thinking there's the song Start, Could We Start Again, Please?
Could we start
she says,
again, please?
I think she says, I am changing.
I'm changing. Get out.
Get out. Or I am changing or something. So I wanted to like put both of those in there and see if you could like tell. But all right, so you've gotten two right, one wrong. You ready for your fourth?
I'm so ready.
Okay. I never thought I'd come to this.
I never thought I'd come to this. That sounds like something that Mary Magdalene would probably say. It does sound like something in Could We Start Again? I'm going to have to go with I Don't Know How to Love Him. Even though I think it's in Could We Start Again, Please? I'm pretty sure it's in I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Then it is decided.
Then it is decided.
Ooh, so I'm the low voice and you're the high voice. That's interesting.
That is correct.
So wait, what was your final answer now?
I don't know how to love him.
I don't know how to love him. That means
is that
yes.
A yes? Yeah. Oh, sweet. Whoa. See, that wasn't even my gut reaction. I went against my gut and got it right.
Mm-hmm. Also, can you compare what you think of Sarah Bareilles' interpretation to the movie version, Yvonne something something?
I feel like I never really connected to that character anyway growing up. I think as I've gotten older, I've found it a very interesting character and maybe kind of grown to appreciate her. Because it is interesting for somebody to love Jesus, but obviously she also, they hint at it in this version that she might be really romantically attracted to Jesus, but isn't quite sure how to love him. And I find that very fascinating because certainly there was somebody that had a crush on Jesus, you know? They don't talk about it in the Bible, but that had to have happened, right? So it's interesting to hear somebody talk about that. So I think she does a good job. But I was just never blown away by her performance, the original movie. But I like Sarah Bareilles. I was excited to see her in that role. Mm-hmm. I thought she did a good, like, it was fine vocally. I think she was a little stoic in her performance, which was kind of a little disappointing. I thought she would be a little bit more emotive. She liked to touch Jesus a lot, that's for sure. But that seemed to be her only way to communicate her acting was just kind of by rubbing Jesus. I wasn't blown away, but it wasn't bad. Although my sister-in-law was like, I get bored when she sings. That's my sister-in-law impression.
Oh,
sorry.
She's going to like that.
I could do it better. What if I tried? But I'm not going to.
Okay. Could we start again, please?
That's what we had to do when the recording messed up.
Yeah. Wow. Why didn't we make that joke before?
I don't know. So I don't know. I thought it was fine. It really is interesting that they build this thing as like Alice Cooper, Sarah Bareilles, and John Legend. And then like the breakout performance was from Brandon Victor Dixon.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the majority of people aren't going to know Broadway stars. So they need to use kind of the people that are in the pop culture, you know what I'm saying, to get people
but
to
she's,
come
she
watch
she kind of straddles that line, though, I think, especially with Waitress now. She's kind of, you know, she's on Broadway, but she's also a pop icon.
Yeah, she's a little both.
So I don't know. I think I expected more, but I wasn't upset with her performance either. What do you think?
I really liked it. I think that the girl who sings in the movie version has like a super specific voice that is so interesting to me. And so when I heard Sarah singing it for the first time, I was like, aw, because I just didn't like it as much.
You just missed her.
Ah, just missed her. But I think she did a really good job. And you talked about, like, you know, she like is, you know, touching Jesus a lot and stuff.
Which she does in the original, but just not as much as Sarah Bareilles did. It's almost like she was like, I only get one chance to touch John Legend. I'm going to use up all my fingers.
I only got one shot. Knocked my chance to something. Here's the thing about I Don't Know How to Love Him. I think it's fascinating for similar reasons that you are saying, but also I find it fascinating because just this character of Mary, like, and she's talking about, he's just a man and I've had so many men before. She literally only knows one way to respond to men. And so like a man yeah. coming around and like teaching her a new way of life and teaching her that like there's more to life than that, teaching her all the, you know, heavenly minded things that he can. He, you know, is showing her a new way of life, and she's still confused by that because she's just been doing the same thing for so long. And I think that's where the struggle comes with, you know, I don't know how to love Jesus because I don't know how to respond to men really in general, because I've been raised to think one certain thing and I've been doing the same thing for so long. Does that make sense?
So I got that one right.
Yep. It's always back to you, disciple. Okay. Ready for your next lyric?
Yes. So how many I've gotten?
How many have gotten? You've gotten 3 right out of 4.
Okay. So this is my last one.
Do not miss your chance to something. Why can't I think of that last word?
Because it's Eminem. I mean, Mary Magdalene.
Okay. Your last lyric is, I am overjoyed.
I am overjoyed to see you face to face. It's King Herod.
Final answer?
Absolutely. That was my favorite song for a long time. I almost picked it as my favorite song again.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't pick that one.
You know, it's a really fun song, but it does stand out as different than the rest of the musical.
Totally.
It's like a fun scene. But it just doesn't really gel with the rest of it. And Alice Cooper, when he did this in the live version, I don't know, I thought it fit a little bit better than the movie version for some reason. Yeah. Maybe it was just his sense of humor was kind of fresh and a different take that I hadn't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the stuff he did with the cane and then just kind of interacting with the crowd like, I am the king, you know. Like, I'm excited and I look forward to the King Herod scene. But I don't know. It's not my favorite. But I love it. But I love it. I love it so much.
I don't know how to love it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about this song. I don't know how to love it.
That's not true, though, because when we watched the movie, you were like, oh, this is the best song. Get ready for this. And I was like, ooh. And then it was so like, wah, 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 wow.
Yeah,
wah,
ragtime.
Wah, wah, wow. And I was like, oh, this is very different. But I liked it a lot because it was... It doesn't fit, like you said, the rest of the songs, but there's a clear distinction between characters and it fit the vibe.
Yeah, and I like that. Well, sweet, I won.
You did. You only got one wrong.
Yeah, I'm still upset about that. I wanted to ace it. There is one thing I want to ask, and it's two things that rolled into one. I want to know what you thought about the costumes, and I want to know what you thought about Pilate, because to me, Pilate had a very interesting costume. So let's start there. With costume discussion.
Did you say discussion?
Did I say disgustion?
Is it like a mixture between discussion and disgusting?
Yeah, that's what I...
That's how you felt about the costumes?
It's a disgusting discussion, yeah. I was just... Well, not completely, but I want to hear your opinion about the costumes in this version in the NBC Live concert event.
So I saw a hilarious tweet. I think there was two tweets I liked. So one tweet says, oh no, the Sith Lords have captured Jesus the Jedi.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed that. That was by Nicole Luckless.
Oh, Nicole with the Star Wars ref.
And then another one by Albert Abonado said, so did everyone shop at Hot Topic while Jesus went to Banana Republic?
I said Jesus looked like the dude.
Yeah, both of those were very accurate. I really enjoyed those tweets. I thought that Jesus's costume was interesting. I don't know if that's what I would have picked, but I'm fine with it, I guess. The Sith Lords, you know, I thought that was totally fine. I think it was very, very evil and, you know, dark and menacing.
Yeah, at first I was like, huh? And then the more I watched it, yeah, they were a little, it was spooky.
It kind of looked like Dementors or something.
Yeah.
They wanted like to suck the soul out of everybody. I thought Judas's costume was perfect.
Well, but what about his, when he comes back in like the dream sequence at the end after he's already dead?
Right.
His, like,
he looked like a dream
basketball
girl. which was very weird. And also, it was like a crop top, but then like,
yeah,
but then it wasn't, but then like it was like see-through at the bottom of the shirt. Mm. And I was very perplexed.
I think it was made out of the coins that they threw at him in the, like, in the bag, you know, to like, you know, he betrayed Jesus. And he opened up that bag and it had all those sequins. I think it was the same stuff. So, like, that's interesting, but also don't wear coins.
If he came out in that, you would have told him to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That would make sense.
Yeah, money jokes, got it.
That's funny, come on.
So, what do you think of the Willy Wonka pilot costume?
I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with it because I think it was a really cool outfit. I just don't know if it fit the rest of the musical. It stuck out. The costume stuck out.
I just think it was kind of like just kind of showing how different and high up he is from everyone else, that he, you know, isn't on the same level and he's living a different life, and you know, he's got that gold shirt.
I mean, he was dressed like Doctor Who in the 80s, you know?
Mm.
It was very interesting. Like I said, I liked it. I just don't know if it fit the musical.
I just think they were doing a lot of bizarre things anyways. So, like, I think it was fine. Because we agree that John Legend could not bring it
right
in the live version, who would you have chosen for Jesus?
I've been thinking about this a lot because Lin-Manuel Miranda said that in 1998, he played Jesus in like his college.
Hmm.
And I thought, I want to see that. And I'm sure there's video of it somewhere. They showed a clip, but they didn't have the audio. Mm-hmm. So I bet that's on YouTube somewhere. I need to go check it out. But I was wondering, because Lin-Manuel Miranda, although he's a great performer and writer, sometimes vocally, it's, I know not everybody, I like his voice, but not everybody mm-hmm. does. And I just thought, I wonder if he would have trouble with the high notes too. But I think he would be a really good Jesus. I think the acting would be there more than John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Just vocally, I don't know if it would be as strong, but I still want to see that. So that's my answer. What about you?
I like that idea because A, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda, and B, you know, like when he comes to Pilate says, like, you don't look like a king, you know, you're just a man. Like, so he's not supposed to look like John Legend ripped with abs. Like, he's just a dude. Right. Like, he's supposed to look like just a guy. Lin-Manuel not even having the strongest voice would be a good representation of Jesus being kind of a normal guy and being right. Like, I'm just saying, like, he looks like a normal guy, not that, like, the whole, like, man versus
God. Yes, I get what you're saying. But like we were talking about, this musical portrays the very humanity, the
right.
human side of God,
right.
or of Jesus, whether you believe he was God or not.
Right.
This musical is kind of a non-religious look at the story of Jesus. So you would want the man side of him to be played up. So now, would you like to rate it?
Yeah. Do you want to start?
I will start. I think that this is one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's and Tim Rice's strongest efforts. I don't think people had really experienced a rock opera before this came out. It kind of pioneered that in the way that Hamilton is kind of with rap.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So really like revolutionary, really interesting, great melodies, great character development like we talked about. Oh, and it's just one of my favorites. I love this. I would listen to it all the time in my car. I would listen, like, I used to fall asleep to this movie. I would just put it on and listen to it until I fell asleep. Mm. So I think the musical itself, I would give probably pretty high, like an 8.8. Let's do double eights. Why not?
Wow. You know?
So 8.8. Now this, the live version, I think I honestly liked almost everything, even the costumes that I didn't like. I think I would get used to them. So really my only beef is John Legend's performance.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think it's a version for people that are already familiar with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would be as easy to follow if you didn't know it already.
Yeah, one of my friends, I mean, she did come in kind of halfway, but she was like, what's happening? And yeah. I was like, yeah, it's kind of, I felt the same way. Like, I was really glad I had seen the movie first.
Right. So I think it can be a little confusing. I think I would give this probably a 7. But they did change the music a little bit, and some of the changes they did, like in the song, I think it's the temple song at the end when he's like healing all the lepers and the blind and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They really slowed it down, and the music was like, bum 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 bum.
Yeah, it felt slower, but I wasn't sure if it was just
yeah, no, it was slower and like sludgier, which is a good metal term.
Very zombie-ish.
Yeah, I really, really liked that. So they did some really cool stuff, and the whole opening scene, the overture was really cool, really well done. I liked how they had the live instruments right there on stage a lot of the times, cool, with the violins and the cellos and even the electric guitars at the beginning of that temple song. The two guitarists are kind of walking around that giant cross.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even talk about the ending, the cross when he gets lifted off and that giant door opens up and it's a cross and he like fades off into the distance.
Right.
I mean, that was really cool. It was directed really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, a 7 for the live version, but double eights, 8.8 for the whole thing. It's one of my favorites. What about you?
The musical itself, I mentioned earlier, but I love all the music in this. And I did from, like, the moment the movie started. Like we mentioned, it starts really strange, where Judas is walking around the desert by himself and it's just so old and hippie and weird.
Yeah.
But like as soon as he starts singing, it was like, oh, okay, I'm into it. Like it didn't take long at all, and then I was all the way here for it. I mentioned before that I think a lot of the lyrics are very thought-provoking. The character of Judas, I mean, he's just a very complicated character. So it's interesting to see that tackled in a musical and to make the statements that he makes about, like, you know, why did you choose me for this crime? And, like, you knew all along, you know, that you were going to make me do this. And yet he talks about how this is his choice. And it's just such a interesting, confusing character, and it really makes you kind of see things from his perspective, and everything that happens is everyone's misunderstanding everything. Like, it's just the whole musical is based on misunderstandings. Judas doesn't get it, the people who follow Jesus don't get it, and Mary Magdalene doesn't get it.
Yeah, Pilate's like, what, you're the king of the Jews? Jesus is like, that's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of not understand. Oh, and then Herod basically thinks Jesus is just a magician.
Herod doesn't get anything. And Jesus is just constantly saying, like, no one, what does he say? No one understands.
Understand what glory is.
Yeah. That's really beautiful, too. I like that part.
It's a good melody.
But yeah, and just kind of like Jesus is, I think, a little bit of frustration with, like, oh, I just wish you guys could get it. I wish there's so much you need to know and there's so much you don't get. So just
right.
even if you don't know the Bible, you don't know the story, like, it's just a fascinating concept all on its own. And I like when I can bounce to something, but also, like, there's depths and I'm like, oh, this actually makes me really think about this and contemplate this. Mm-hmm. So it had a good combination of all those things. So I'm giving it, the musical itself, I'm giving it an 8.5.
That's pretty high. We both did a really high.
I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, I have been listening to this music, like, over and over and over and over. Like, on Good Friday, on Easter, today.
You gotta.
Just,
you
like, gotta. All the times. The live version, I would give it, I don't know. Like, if I saw the live version, I didn't see the movie first, I don't think I'd be as big of a fan. I would give it a 7. Is that what you gave it?
Yeah. If we had a third person to give it a 7, that'd be very appropriate.
Ooh, it would be.
Triple sevens for this holy
musical. Too much heaven on their minds.
Something, 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 something.
Ah!
Well, okay. So we rated it. So the end, right?
Yep, the end. That's it.
Okay.
I just feel like, well, I could talk about this for a long time.
Well, and we should. I think, you know, we focused a lot on, well, we kind of did both, but I think we should do an episode that's just solely the movie version, so we don't talk about the new NBC version.
Can I just say one more thing about that?
Yeah.
If you are interested in seeing the movie version, you need to know that it is so weirdly hippie, and you need to, like, you need to know that coming into it so that you're not afraid. And it's genuine. but it is a little bit different, and you got to be prepared.
It's just, yeah, it's just dated. With anything, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar was unique in that it never tried to look like Bible times.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, which is so interesting, too.
And so in the 70s, it looked like the 70s. In the 90s, it looked very 90s. And now in 2018, it looks very 2018.
It really did.
And I think that's very interesting. But yeah, now you have to throw the disclaimer like, hey, the 70s version looks like a bunch of hippies.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, I think that's going to do it for our Jesus Christ Superstar episode. What do you think?
I agree.
Well, guys, next week we have something exciting. We're not doing Andrew Lloyd Webber anymore, but we are switching over to do a Stephen Sondheim musical called Assassins. And we have a special guest with us that episode. We have Neil Triffitt, the writer and director of Emo the Musical. He is joining us for that episode. So that's very exciting. We look forward to that episode. We hope you do too. And get on Instagram and Twitter and tell us what you would have called assassins. I mean, what would you have called assassins? I already said that
already,
I guess.
How many times can you?
Also, what would you have called assassins? Mm, you know?
What would you have called assassins?
Are you asking me or are you just
asking?
Okay. So that's what's coming at you guys next week. And then keep an eye out for in a couple of weeks, we're doing our 1 year anniversary of the show. And we will be talking about Hamilton, maybe. I don't know. Don't want to spoil it. But yeah, maybe a little bit of Hamilton. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell your opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
Get out!
Get out!
Musicals, Jesse.